here's a story from The World.
The latest pandemic news is not good. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases across the globe has now surpassed 30 million, with nearly a million deaths worldwide. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The good news, if we can call it that, is that the death rate has gone down. At the same time, though, there are renewed spikes of infections across Europe. At today's World Health Organization briefing, Dr. Michael Ryan, the head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, spoke plainly.
This pandemic has a long way to burn in our society. It is not burnt out. It is not burning out. It is not going away.
The tone of today's briefing was straightforward. So was the message. We've all got to work together to defeat this. Governments have to pony up billions, that's billions with a B, to defeat the disease. WHO officials warn that the price of not putting up the money will be much more costly, in the trillions. Former WHO Director Gro Harlem Brundtland said today that the real culprit in the spread of COVID-19 is the fractured state of global politics.
COVID-19 has taken advantage of the disorder around us, benefiting from political tensions, division, and mistrust.
Israel has seen new daily cases of COVID-19 skyrocket in recent weeks. It now has one of the highest per capita infection rates in the world. Israeli officials have acknowledged that they've been slow to react. Today, a new phase of national lockdown begins, the second national lockdown for Israel since the pandemic began. And it comes just as Israelis get ready to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The World's Ariel Osaran joins us from Tel Aviv. You're hours into the second national lockdown in Israel, and by my clock, also hours into the New Year festivities, which are typically celebrated, Ariel, with large family gatherings and mass prayer. Not the case this year, I guess.
No, not at all, Marco. This is anything but your typical Rosh Hashanah. Traditionally, eating apples dipped in honey on Rosh Hashanah symbolizes a sweet start to the new year, but there's kind of a sense of bitterness going around. I visited the Shuk HaKarmel market in Tel Aviv today. At the market, I met Nurit Goren. She runs culinary tours, and she said that she is planning on having a family dinner. We won't let anyone lock us up in our homes, she told me. I'm planning on using my own personal judgment, and as far as I'm concerned, there is no lockdown.
So what exactly are the guidelines?
So these restrictions that came into effect, they're very severe in some respects, but in other respects, they're very unclear and even confusing. The lockdown restricts Israelis from traveling 1,000 meters from their home. That's 2/4 of a mile. But it has many exceptions that has caused confusion. Bars, restaurants are closed except for takeout. Schools are also closed. But most businesses are open except for those that serve customers in person. And like in the last lockdown, retailers selling essentials such as food and medicine are going to remain open.
Yeah, that's a little confusing. So if you want takeout, you better hope that the restaurant's not more than 1,000 meters from your house. When Israel went into lockdown back in March, it was successful in bringing down cases. How did it get into this situation?
Right. So it was in a period of 2 months of lockdown. And in the beginning of May, Israel opened up all at once. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu even told people, go out, have the time of your life, go wild. And that's kind of what people did. And, you know, at the beginning, things were fine, but then local clusters of the virus began to appear. Unfortunately, the government was late to act and was unable to put in place localized responses to curb these community spreads. Now these have spread all across the country, and some hospitals have already reached capacity. I spoke to Professor Gili Regev Yochai. She's the director of the Infection Prevention and Control Unit at the Sheba Tel Shomer Center just outside Tel Aviv.
Right now, we have 30 ambulances driving from the north, bringing patients to the Sheba Medical Center where I work, because the hospitals in the north have gotten to the full capacity. They are not able to accept any more patients.
Professor Regev Yochai, she sounded very concerned and hopes that Israelis take this seriously. Otherwise, people might see similar images to what happened in Italy or New York.
One of the problems we've had here in the States is that people have gone to the beach over the summer. Got to remember that Tel Aviv is right on the Mediterranean and it's warm. So what about the beach? Will Israelis head to the beach during lockdown?
According to the guidelines, they're not supposed to. I did visit the beach hours before the lockdown came in, and there were some people trying to get in some last minute swimming. According to the guidelines, you're not allowed to go further than 1,000 meters from your home. But if you're doing physical activity, you can go as far as you want. So according to the guidelines, you can be in the beach, but you're not allowed to swim in it.
The World's Ariel also ran in Tel Aviv in a lockdown during Rosh Hashanah. Ariel, Happy New Year, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Marco. Shana Tova.